Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
All right, you guys, I have a little bit of time before I have to start working. So I've been needing to do this episode. I just had to finish doing my research, okay? This is going to be STD talks and why it should be normalized, because the more we don't normalize this conversation, the more pushed back and unspoken it becomes, and then people just repeat not smart decisions. So full disclosure, this is episode 16. The questions, the wrong answers, the picks, the treatment, and the ending result of certain actions that are taken is not appropriate for young ears. So if you have kids around, please put in your headphones. Please play this later. If you have not talked to your preteen or your teenager about this and you're not ready, please play this later. I'll give you time to stop recording or talking in the car or playing in the car what I'm about to say. Okay? This is Cozy Womb Podcast. I am talking about STDs today because it needs to be a normalized conversation. All right? 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to continue now. All right. So welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls, and I am talking STD talks and why it should be normalized to preteens and teenagers because they need to know. The kids are sexually active a lot earlier. When I was younger, there were kids sexually active at 8. Okay, so let's be serious. We're in a faster time now. People have more access now. Chats are on every device, on every game, on every platform now, okay? Kids do not know who they're talking to, and kids are talking to kids about adult things that they should not be talking about. But because they are, and because we'll never know for sure if our kids are also, we're going to normalize the conversation, and we need to allow kids to question us. We need to allow kids to give wrong answers and correct them. We need to be able to show our children pictures of what things look like when you may get them. We need to talk about the treatment, and we need to talk about the ending results of your choice that you're making because of your feelings, okay? A STD is an infection that is transmitted through sexual contact, whether that's your mouth, your vagina, your penis, or your anus, okay? It is caused by bacteria, viruses, and parasites that are shared from one person to the other, okay? The top STDs that I'm going to talk about today is chlamydia, gonorrhea, genital herpes, HIV and AIDS, and syphilis. Okay, I'm also going to talk about HPV, human papillomavirus virus infection. I butchered that, but you know, HPV, that's what that is. That's very common because you're not always going to see the symptoms on somebody without them being naked or them having an outbreak. All right, that is why it's super important for your preteens to get tested, your teenagers to get tested, and grown adults over 20 years old to constantly be tested. Okay? Now, a lot of transmitted viruses and diseases can be transmitted through semen, blood, and vaginally. All right? And we have to tell our kids what the symptoms are. We have to tell our kids what things look like. We have to show them what it looked like. When it comes to chlamydia, you may not show any symptoms at all. You might experience painful pee, a certain color discharge in your underwear, and it can be treated by antibiotics, but you need to go to the doctor and you need to be honest about what you've been doing, who you've been doing it with, and what you're feeling. When it comes to gonorrhea, it is a bacteria infection. You're going to have pain in your pelvic area, your groin area. You might run a fever. Those are the symptoms, okay? You need to speak to a doctor. The most popular STDs that go... I'm back. My alarm went off. The most popular STDs is going to be chlamydia, gonorrhea, and HPV. All right. When it comes to genital herpes, you're going to experience itching, small sores, may form ulcers, scabs, or skin rashes. Okay. So pay attention to a person's body, pay attention to your body, and ask questions. If you are about to do something sexually with a boy or a girl, and you're scared to ask those important questions, and you should not be doing anything sexually with them at all, okay? When it comes to HIV and AIDS, that is a chronic immune system disease that limits your body's ability to stop infections. So you have less white blood cells to fight off infections, so you get sicker easily, okay? Symptoms might seem like the flu. If it lasts more than 2 to 4 weeks, go to the doctor. If you find swollen lymph nodes, behind your ear being swollen, the back of your throat being swollen, under your armpit is swollen, go to the doctor. You can figure out that you have AIDS within 6 to 10 years of a sexual partner, okay? Sometimes the symptoms do not show up within the first 6 months. So that's why you have to be very mindful and careful with who you share your body with, okay? Syphilis is another one, okay? I think it's very important for our parents to be upfront and honest with our kids and show them what this looks like so they understand when they may see it, okay? HPV is very common. It could be warts randomly on the skin. There is a vaccine for boys and girls to take. My daughter got a HPV vaccine, I want to say last month. And the treatment for HPV is like a topical anti-tumor med that you can get from your doctor. But you have to be honest with your doctor if you are going through those symptoms, okay? We have herpes. Herpes, you'll get blisters around the genitals, your rectum, which is around your anus, and your mouth, okay? Cold sores are considered herpes. Sometimes you sexually didn't do anything and you have a cold sore, okay? I understand that, but cold sores are a form of herpes, okay? Orally, you can also get herpes. So just be mindful. A lot of people feel like orally, if they do things with other people, that's not considered sex. It is. If somebody is putting a body part in your mouth, or in any of your holes on your body that connect to reproduction, you have had sex, okay? What type of sex? Different sex, but that is considered sex. Don't let anyone tell you different. It can affect babies and spread through direct contact. So just be mindful of that. Now, going through this, I'm just like, okay, what will prevent these STDs? Well, first and foremost, Why are you a preteen or a teenager having sex? Anyway, because when I first had sex, I was 17. It was prom. Okay? I think that's very popular. People know what the teens are going to do. All right? But I knew what I needed to do. I was mature. I wasn't with someone I did not know. The person I knew was a boyfriend from high school from years ago that I continually spent time around. I saw his habits. I saw how he treated people. I saw how he treated himself. I got to know his parents. Like, I knew the facts about him just in case anything happened. I felt safe around this person. I didn't feel pressured around this person. I think it's very important if you do have sex that you wait, you understand a person, you get to know a person, you get to see how that person treats themselves, and then if you're going to make that decision, it's a smarter decision than just picking anybody that you don't know, in my opinion. We have to be really honest about what era these kids are in. These kids have way more access. We can't be everywhere that they are. So if they do it, we have to talk to them about making a smarter decision on who they do it with if they do it. I'm not promoting that they should do it, but let's be real. If the kids are going to do it, let them have wisdom if they do it. Let them have the knowledge if they do it, okay? Number two, no matter what, use the condoms you brought, okay? Whether girls bring their own condoms because, you know, young boys like to say, oh, I don't have any. Young men like to say, I don't have any. Oh, I think I'm all out. Don't worry, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Men, young men, always have your own condoms, okay? Sometimes. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy, Shambi Podding, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
Sometimes people put holes in condoms. Sometimes people keep old condoms that expire. Have your own so you can know for sure you protected yourself. Number three, limit your sex partners. I'm going to be really honest with you. Technically, this is none of your business, but for me at 37, I have only had 7 sexual partners in life. I have been very picky, okay? I have spent time around people. I have made some deliberate decisions. I have made some mistakes choosing the people I chose because I was going off of my emotion and not being logical, okay? But always try your best to make the best decision and limit yourself. Everybody does not need to know what your body feels like or what you feel like on their body. You are not a Costco sample. Don't treat yourself like that, okay? You are valued. You are important. You deserve a long life. And there are some people out here who do not love themselves enough to take care of themselves. And if someone is not taking care of themselves, they will never be able to take care of you. Okay? Remember that. If somebody is out here struggling and going through their own trauma or problems, and you think loving on them or sharing your body with them is the cure, I'm here to tell you it's not. You cannot fix people by loving on them more if they do not love themselves. That is a self-work, okay? And it does not have to include you sharing your body with them. And if anybody makes you feel like you don't love them because you won't share your body with them, they don't care for you. They're trying to use you. You do not have to share your body with someone to show that you care for them. Number four, communication. Talk to your parents. Talk to your parents' friend that you're cool with, that you feel like won't blame you or won't put you down or won't make you feel stupid for liking somebody or wanting to do something with somebody. Talk to a friend that also cares about you and cares about themselves.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Use Google. Look it up for yourself. Talk to your doctor, okay? You should always have somebody that you can talk to about sexual questions. If you're not comfortable with your parents, talk to someone that you are comfortable with. Maybe an aunt, maybe an uncle, maybe a cousin. But talk to somebody who's willing to be honest with you about sex, about STDs, about testing yourself, about when you get your results back, about how you should be feeling, what you need to do. And if in all actuality, you just don't feel like having sex, you do not have to have sex. You can practice abstinence, okay? That is you choosing not to have sex, not because you can't, not because you don't know how. You're choosing not to. There's a lot of people that choose not to all the way up into their 20s. Some people into their 30s. Some people want to wait for marriage. If you are someone who wants to wait for marriage, that is your decision to make. Kudos to you. I wasn't going to do that. Okay, I knew I wasn't going to do that, but I also knew that I didn't want to be in middle school having sex. I also knew that I didn't want to be 15 having sex. I also knew that I didn't want to be 16 having sex. And I also knew if I was going to have sex at any time, it's going to be somebody I knew, somebody I understood, somebody I trusted, somebody I valued, and somebody who respected me. I knew that. Okay. And to be honest, it was not what it was all cracked up to be, because when you're that young, you really don't know nothing. Okay? That type of thing doesn't really get great until like your mid-20s. Why? Because you get to know yourself a bit better. You get to understand the body a bit better. You get to understand the people around you better. And the person that you choose to share your body with respects your body and they treat you better. When you're young and you're a teenager, it's not that great. When you're in your early 20s, it's not that great. I'm sorry, I'm here to tell you the truth, okay? If you want to, if you choose to talk about the HPV vaccine, if you choose to get it, great. If you choose not to get it, great. If you want to talk to your son about it or your daughter about it, great. But you can go to your doctor and they will go ahead and provide that. Number six, stay focused on having fun without sharing your body. Be a kid. Go to the movies. Go to Six Flags. Hang out with your friend for the summer. Have a summer job. Go travel. Like, you do not have to have sex, quote unquote, to have fun. You do not. You're really not missing anything. And no matter if it's anal, oral, or vaginal, it's sex. It's sex. If you can contract an STD from someone else's body because of what you're doing, it is sex. Okay? Everybody should have access to your body. And be mindful of if you're sending sexual pictures to people on the internet or through a phone, because in some states, it's illegal. In some states, you will be prosecuted. So be mindful of your state laws. Know yourself. Be mindful of the pictures you send. And just like girls and women, people do share your pictures of your body in group chats. So if you are not willing for multiple people to see your body, not just the person you're sending it to, do not send someone any pictures of your body. If you don't want to be embarrassed or have somebody get mad at you and put your picture up somewhere, or print a whole bunch of pictures of your body, and you cannot get that moment back, and that's going to scar you for the next 10 years, for the next 20 years. Think about that before you press send. Do not send any sexual pictures on an iPhone, because a lot of people love to update their iPhone and not read the disclosure that's on the update. Any sexual pictures sent to anyone who is under 18, you can be prosecuted. That's going to be in a cloud. Okay? Do not send any sexual pictures through a phone as a preteen, as a child, as a teenager. Do not. I don't care how cute it is. I don't care how good you look. Do not be on a social media, on live, getting dressed. Don't be in your bra. Don't be in your underwear. I don't even post pictures of my daughters in their swimsuits online, because I just know how people are. There's always somebody watching you that should not be watching you. There's always somebody willing to say something inappropriate that should not be saying something inappropriate. So just be mindful of that. Number seven, long-term relationships. When you're 17 plus and more committed to one person is a better situation if you do have sex, in my opinion, because I'm going to be realistic. The boys are going to have girlfriends, the girls are going to have girlfriends, and in some cases, the girls have girlfriends and the boys have boyfriends. So you can never be, as a parent, comfortable with, oh, they're just two boys, they're in their room. They're two boys, or they're just two girls, they're in their room. You have to really talk to your children about their sexuality. You have to really talk to them about how they feel. You have to really talk to them about what they find attractive and why they find it attractive. You have to really talk to them about their self-worth, their values, why they should have standards, their boundaries, how to speak up for themselves when you're not around, how to protect their bodies. Why they should choose to wear pants when they go certain places and something that covers their chest. Why they should not possibly wear a miniskirt and go to a party with a whole bunch of people that they don't know and drink alcohol that they should not drink. If you came to a party with a group of friends, make sure you leave with a group of friends. If you're at a party and you feel uncomfortable, make sure you text me our secret word so I can know you feel uncomfortable and I need to come pick you up. Make sure you share your location with at least 5 people that you trust. 2 family, 2 friends, and 1 with your parents, whether it's going to be your mom or your dad. Make sure your phone is always charged before you leave places. And if you do not have your charger, make sure you have a self-charger in your bag that you can just connect your phone to and charge it when it's with you. Make sure you're being safe. Make sure you know how to defend yourself. Make sure you understand the character and the personality of the people around you. That is very important. What is going on with my computer? Let me start this. Hold on. Because I need to clock in. Is this plugged in? Okay, let's start that over again. But there's so many things that we need to just make sure that we're doing for ourselves. Be mindful of people who have rashes or discharge. Bathe yourselves before you do anything sexually with anybody. Wash your body properly. If a person does not have good hygiene or they stink, do not do anything sexually with them. I just feel like, even as an adult, there should be no man that smells stinky or does not bathe himself or shower properly offering his body to any woman. Vice versa. If their breath stinks, if their tongue is dirty, if there's an odor coming from their underwear, do not move forward. Do not continue, okay? That is not something that's going to work the best in your favor. That's with anybody. If they do not keep a clean house or their room is nasty, what do you think their body is? Okay? If they don't care about the place where they live, they don't care about themselves. Okay? Take care of your body. Exercise, drink your water, take your probiotics, eat healthy. I know it's hard as a teenager because you want to eat all the snacks and stuff, but that does help your body smell a certain way, okay? Stay active, all right? And it's nothing wrong with you asking for a person's my chart. My chart basically tells the person that has the testing done, what's going on with their body testing-wise. It keeps record of all their STD testing. It shows the results. That way you know what's going on with this person. You know if it's updated. You know the last time they went to the doctor and if these test results are actually theirs. If you cannot ask for a person's test results when it comes to STDs, you should not be having sex with them. We have to make this a normal thing that's asked for, okay? Also, I wanted to add this in before I end the episode. If you need an at-home test as a male, teenager, or young man, you could go to heymistr.com to get a no-cost STD kit sent to your home, okay? You can also get a simple health kit at home from Walmart for about $70. You can get a kit from NURX, an at-home kit, for $60. Or you can always call your doctor so you can get STD testing. Walgreens also will do an STD testing for you between $100 to $150, depending on the location. So that's just things to know. You should never not know what's going on with your body if you are sexually active. It is your responsibility, not someone else's. And what's happening in your body is never dictated by what's happening in someone else's body that you had sex with. If they don't have something, it does not mean you don't have something. If their body is good, it does not mean your body is good. Okay? There are things that do not show up until 6 months later. Protect your body, protect yourself, and make responsible decisions. You should have your whole 20s to yourself. Not fighting off a sexually transmitted disease, not carrying a child, not becoming a young father, not becoming a young mother. I believe your 20s are for yourself. Then in your 30s, then you can start thinking about building a family and who you want to marry. But do not erase your 20s because you wanted to do adult things too fast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. I appreciate you so much for listening to this episode. I just couldn't do a teen season without having this conversation. And make this conversation normal. Talking about STDs is not ill. It's knowledge. It's responsibility. You're a parent. You're a child. You're a preteen. People are having sex in elementary school. People are having sex in middle school. People are having sex in high school. A lot of teachers do not know their boundaries and are having sex with students and vice versa. So we need to be having these discussions and being aware. That's all it is. You do not prevent your child from having sex by not having the conversation. Okay? Thank you so much. And if you would like to support the show, you can. The link's in the show note. You can also go to the Cozy Womb Shop and support. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me at shambipodden.com and the Cozy Womb Pod on Twitter. Peace.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.